I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's time for your brand new phone tap. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And today I call a guy who recently purchased a wedding gift for his wife's good friend. And it might seem like a nice gesture, but there's a problem. I'm about to tell him that I looked up how much it cost. And I'm not very happy about it. You'll hear my rage in your phone tap right now.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hey, is this James?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? My name is David, and my wife, Elizabeth, is friends with your wife, Clarissa.
Oh, yeah. You guys just got married, right? Congratulations.
Yeah, we did. I was looking forward to meeting you. But you weren't at the wedding.
Sorry, yeah, we were out of town. Something came up.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's fine. We would have loved for you to be there, though.
Yeah, wish we could have made it. Really sorry that it didn't happen. We'll have to meet up sometime.
Yeah, I mean, we'll meet eventually. Our wives are getting pretty close now, I think.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Hey, so the reason I'm calling is we were opening up presents after the honeymoon, and I came across the wedding gift you got us. The cooking rack.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because I don't remember putting cooking rack on our registry.
I know. Yeah. I didn't see it on there, but I figured you guys would really get a kick out of it. I hope you're liking it.
Well, I got a kick out of it for sure.
What?
Yeah, I got a kick out of it. Kick right in the gut.
What do you mean by that? Is it broken?
No, but I found it online. Actually, and I looked up the price, $14.99 for that cooking rack, huh?
I don't know what we paid for. You know, I think, I'm pretty sure Clarissa picked that one out.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, I mean, you know, it's kind of cheap for a wedding gift, don't you think?
My wife, she likes to do the shopping. She kind of takes care of all that stuff. It's not really me. It's her.
Yeah, but you're still involved. So, you know, like if my wife was going to, let's say she was on the other foot and I was going to your wedding and my wife was like, hey, why don't we get this cooking rack? And I would look at it and be like, wow, that's $14.99. Sure you want to do that to your friend? That's probably what I would say.
Wait a second. So you're calling because you're concerned about how much your wedding gift was?
More than concerned. I'm frankly pretty upset about it.
Really? You're upset about how much your wedding present cost?
I mean, I think anybody would. You spent less than $15, technically, on a wedding gift for us.
Again, I didn't buy anything. My wife did.
So anyway, how about this? I'm just going to put that cooking rack out on our porch. And if you want to swing by later today and pick it up and maybe replace it with a more expensive gift, that'd be awesome. Okay?
Are you f***ing kidding me?
I don't know why I would be. I'm thinking maybe something more in the $40 to $60 range. Probably be appropriate.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. It's a wedding gift. I can't believe you called me, actually.
Well, you know, I guess my concern is really for you. You guys don't want to be known as the cheap couple, do you?
Wait, so now you're going to tell other people about how unsatisfied you were with your wedding gift?
Oh, I've already talked to everybody I know about it because I was pretty... Look, I'm being calm right now, but I was outraged when I saw how much that wedding gift cost.
What?
You might as well have called in a bomb threat to my wedding and ruined it that way.
Are you trying to say that us buying you a cooking rack is akin to calling in a bomb threat to your wedding?
I'm just saying, yeah, it pretty much ruins it the same way. You might as well have just done that. Or slept with my wife before the wedding and then just revealed it at the wedding. I mean, that... Sorry, I'm starting to get a little worked up again.
Yeah, sounds like you are. Like, this is bullshit, man. Okay,
It is bullshit, you know, and thank you for seeing my side on that. It is bullshit. So, you want to drop by a more expensive gift or what?
You know what? No, I am not f***ing coming over. And I would so much rather be known as the cheap couple than the f***ing couple, which is what you are acting like right now.
Oh, you want to call me an a-hole? I'm going to sleep with your wife.
What the f***, man? Who the f*** are you?
Oh, who the f*** am I? I'm the guy that just did a prank phone call on you. That's who the f*** I am.
What?
Yeah, I did a prank phone call on you. Because this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your wife Clarissa set you up. She told me that you had to get one of her friends a wedding gift, and you guys spent the least amount of money possible. So. Are you okay?
Oh my God.
That sounded like it either hurt or felt good. I can't tell.
I lost my breath there. I can't believe she got me.
I can't believe you spent $15 for a wedding gift.
I thought you were the biggest asshole for doing that.
Well, I am, but not for doing that. I mean, other things. But, if that was a real phone call, I would have been for that, too.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.